Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight, me, Bobby Mack, and you. That's right. At the District 4 congressional race, top tier debate. We'll hear from the guys, six of them, looking to replace Trey Gowdy. You can listen live here on 106.3 WORD starting at 7. You can watch us on 106.3WORD.com. Of course, we'll have that video up, you know, until Election Day on our website. You want to watch it to help you decide which candidate to vote for. I think we've got a really fair set of questions that I think if you watch it, you will know who you want to vote for. I think it will separate the men from the boys. Joining me is a candidate, Shannon Pierce, in that race, who is not in the top tier debate, but she's joining us now for her interview. Hey, Shannon.
Good morning, Tara. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Okay, real quick, tell me why folks should elect you to Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. If people are ready for something new, I think that they should consider me 100%. Born in Greenville, I love Greenville. I absolutely love our state, but I've worked here, I've served here, I've raised my family here, and started companies here, created jobs here, plan to die here. So I'm a real person that cares about real issues, but has had real solutions, and I'm eager to represent the folks of Greenville, Spartanburg, and D.C.
I had a question for you, Shannon. You did not vote in the last election. Why didn't you vote in the last election?
Yeah, so I've voted in every presidential and every election every year since I was 18, with the exception of two. Both times I was out of town. And the 2016 election, I was on an economic development trip in Israel. And I'm very ashamed that I did not make the vote. But I learned a very, very valuable lesson there. And it's not to wait until the last minute when you're doing absentee voting.
But I'm looking at your voting record, unless this is wrong, and correct me if it is, Shannon Pierce. You've only voted in one primary since the year 2000.
That's probably true. And I know a lot more since I put my name in the hat and have been very involved since December when I started to consider this. But I think I'm like most Americans in that November, I take that very seriously. I go and I vote, I guess, and not making excuses. But when you're raising a family, working full time, starting a business, creating jobs, you're thinking about putting meat on the table. And Novembers are always important to me. I realized that whoever was there was going to be our representative, but I totally did not recognize the importance of the primaries like I do now.
I can understand that now that you're running. Shannon Pierce, how have you gone from only voted in one primary since the year 2000 to being, you know, so politically active that you're running for Congress? What was it that propelled you to do that?
Well, you know, I think Donald Trump is a big reason that I've been propelled to do it, is because you don't have to be a politician and you don't have to be politically active to represent the people. And the House of Representatives is probably the only elected position that I would consider, because I live here in the district. I know the district. I know what's important to the people in the district, and I know how to get stuff done. And two, because of the policy work that I've done in healthcare, I patented a solution that exists, started a technology, and started to work a lot in D.C. because I realized that K Street was just as important as Wall Street for my company. So I've done a lot of policy work on healthcare and technology in D.C. So I'm not naive to how dark that town is and what it takes to build coalitions and to get bipartisan bills and actions done. So I was actually approached by someone at the end of last year that told me that Congressman Gowdy might not be running, and I thought that I'd be a perfect candidate. At first, my initial response was like, heck no, but had time to think about it and started to research it. And I'm at a time in my life where my children are older. I have the energy I did when I was 18. I really care about people, and everything I've done in life has been very results oriented. So I think anybody can listen to folks, identify a common goal, set a plan, look at the assets we have on hand, make it happen, and then have people hold me accountable.
Shannon Pierce, real quick, what is the number one thing you want to get done in Congress if you're elected?
Yeah, there's so many number one things. But first of all, it's just to be very transparent, very truthful. Something I love about our president is he just calls it like he sees it. And I think that there's things that are so obviously messed up that it takes just a common sense person and common sense questions. Like for instance, all of the healthcare stuff. And that's what people look to me for first and foremost, but I'm actually capable of a lot more. But with all of the talk about healthcare, 20% of our GDP, ACA was a mess, but then the Republicans let us down just as much not to be prepared. But there's not a health care committee in Washington. And so when you recognize that that's where the decisions take place, in the House, in the Senate, and the health care, there's no accountability there. And nobody's even talking about this. I'm the first one that I've heard ask this question. But when I started to investigate it, it's buried into a subcommittee under Ways and Means, or health care is buried into subcommittees under Energy and Commerce. And I don't purport that when I'm elected that in January, that's the first thing that I do, but I will start asking questions and just common sense questions like that, because if there's no accountability for healthcare, then we're not going to get things solved. And it's the same for education. It's the same for our military. It's the same for our small businesses and big businesses. So I think we just need real people listening to real people, working hard for real people, fighting for real people. And if somebody's looking for something different, but somebody that's really authentic and true, I hope you'll go to voteforshannon.com. Follow me. This last week is going to be wide open for our team. We've been working on a budget, but we'll have a media campaign that starts on Friday. So you'll see us on TV, radio, billboards this last little stretch. But check us out and just know that I'm eager to hear what folks have to say.
All right.
And Tara, I'll say that I researched you a bit. And so in doing that, thank you for being as politically active as you have. It seems like that's kind of what your career has been dedicated to as far as the writing and what you do. So thank you for that. It helps people like me to stay informed that are out doing other things, creating jobs and putting food on the table.
Oh, well, I certainly appreciate that, Shannon Pierce. Thank you very much. Could you go ahead and tell folks where they can find you online to find out more about you?
Yeah. VoteForShannon.com, and it's 4-F-O-R. So just VoteForShannon.com. And thank you very much for making the time. And I'll see you guys tonight. I'll be there. I think I'll say a few words before your show cuts on.
All right. Shannon Pierce, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.